93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista doing second date update. If you've been out on a first date and you think everything is swell.
Swell.
Remember when we used to say swell?
Yes, seamless. Yeah.
But it's not. You find yourself here with Krista and me, just like Alana has done this morning. Good morning, Alana.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing real good. Thanks for calling and thanks for being on second date update. Obviously being here, something has gone wrong, I guess, or at least...
gone astray.
Astray.
Another old school word.
Mm-hmm. So what's happened here? You went out on a date with Chris, it says in your email.
Yes. I went out with Chris, and we met on Bumble. There wasn't a whole heck of a lot of exchange of information, you know, beforehand. We didn't really talk on the phone. But we met at a coffee shop to start off with, and then he did this really, like, cool thing that I was super impressed with, which was choose your own adventure dating. So like we went to the coffee shop and we sat down and talked a little bit. And then he's like, hey, I have an idea, and gave me two options as far as where to go and like a map to just follow him.
Oh, that's cool. Is that an app or is that something he just did?
No, it was something that he did. He provided me. Yeah. So he was like, here's, you know, you can choose which location you want to go to. And then he's like, here's a map. And so I just followed him in my car, which I thought was cool.
Cute.
So the second location after coffee was this park. And like weirdly, my sisters happened to be at the park. So like we like ran into my sisters, talked with them a little bit. And they liked him. They liked his personality. And then the third location, so after coffee, after the park, is we went to this like movie area. We didn't actually go see the movie. We just kind of walked around the outdoor mall.
Right.
Had like dessert and then just talked some more. And there was, you know, a lot of laughter exchanged and just getting to know each other a little bit better. It left on a good note. And I just haven't heard from him kind of thrown because I thought it was so much time and, you know, energy and effort put into this first date. But I thought it went really well. It was really cool. And I like to spend more time with Chris, but then I'm like, crickets.
Right.
So, I don't know what happened.
all right. So how did the date end? Was it kind of like, it seems like it was kind of a sporadic all day date, but did you guys kiss? Did you guys say, hey, let's do this again? Were you both up for it?
There wasn't a kiss. I mean, there was definitely, I felt like, you know, there could have been, but there wasn't. I thought that was very genuinely. But he was like, I had a really great time and, you know, maybe we'll see each other again soon, but it wasn't like it didn't feel like a brush off.
Right.
I think it was more of trying to play coy, I guess, and not be let's do this again. Let's schedule this right now.
Yeah. That's how I would be. I'd be like, get out my calendar. Let's do it tomorrow at 3 p.m., which is probably.
Exactly, because then that comes off a little pushy.
Right.
So I feel like I've given him some space to be like, it's been enough time. Let's go out on date two. And I definitely felt there was vibe for date two, but I just haven't heard from him.
All right. So, Alana, don't say anything. We're going to call Chris right now and see if we can't get you a second date update, okay?
Great.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Chris.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Chris.
Hey, Chris. What's up, man?
Hello?
Hi, it's your boys, Marco and Krista from 93.1 Jams,
It's
dude.
Your boys.
Yeah.
This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now, little radio station, Chris.
Not that you've heard of us. Hi.
Yeah. Anyway, we're doing a segment on our show that we do called Second Date Update, where you may have gone out with somebody and... as far as they know, it was perfect. It was great. But they haven't heard back from you. And so we call and we try to figure out what the heck happened or what went wrong or what's going on. And today we're calling on behalf of Alana. I think you met her on Bumble.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on there? Why haven't you called her?
It's a little accusatory there, Krista. We just want to know what's like up on your end, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Okay. I had a good time with her. She was nice. We ended up going to the park and she seemed really cool. It was kind of a strange thing, though. I met her sisters, and they were nice, and that was all fine and everything. But honestly, I have kind of a rule. I thought both of her sisters were really attractive, and I ended up feeling sort of more of a connection with them than with her, I guess. And my rule is that if I'm more attracted to a woman's friends or sister or whatever, I really can't go out with her. It just, I can't do it. It doesn't work. I can't stop thinking about, you know, how I might rather be with the sister or the friend or whoever it is.
Wow.
So, okay. So she's got hot sisters and you were like, I don't know if I can do this.
I can do them, but I can't do her. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Well.
So now you have this specific rule. This is like your thing. You're like, this is the one rule of Chris. But if you got a hot friend or a sister, I'm out. Is that
well? When you put it that way, it sounds kind of
shallow.
Don't know. I don't know if I call it a rule, but yeah, it's a rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So,
What about her sisters that you like? Just physically, or is there other things that you just find more attractive than what she has?
Well, we only really ran into them for a second, but mainly it's that they're really hot.
Well, you guys think with only one thing.
Yes, not our brain. Is that what you?
Yeah, you should learn to think something.
All right, so you just immediately cut it off, and then for you, that's it. You can just move on to the next. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, I mean, I don't think I let her on, really. You know.
Yeah. All right. So, has this ever happened to you before, or is this the first time you've enacted the Chris role?
Well, yeah, the rule kind of happened because it happened to me before, and I eventually figured out, okay, this is just something you can't do.
Right. At least the guy knows his weakness. I mean, I can't get upset about that. Well, Chris, I do have to tell you that Alana's actually with us on the phone here.
Hi!
What? Yay!
Oh, my God.
Well, she couldn't get through, so we thought we would help her out, thinking that there was a legitimate reason why you might not be calling back, and we find out... Not really. Just attracted to the sisters. Which, listen, if that's your rule, I'm not going to make fun of another guy. I mean, if you know yourself and you know you wouldn't be able to help yourself, then good on you for exploring that and knowing what your weakness is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you just commend him for being a jerk?
Trying to make it nice, I guess. I mean, everybody's got their own thing. I mean, yes, is it a little douchey?
His whole thing is debasing somebody as a whole based upon their physical appearance. I'm not knocking my sisters. My sisters are gorgeous, and they are charismatic and kind and beautiful women inside and out.
Yeah.
But the fact that the reason that he is saying that he can't go on a second date with me because in the 5-minute interaction we have with my sisters, he finds them significantly more attractive than me is okay, that somehow now I feel like chopped liver against my sisters.
Yeah.
And I'm in competition with them to get a guy's attention. That's crazy.
Or, I mean, can look.
No. It's not that at all. It's not that you're chopped liver. It's totally my problem. You know, I can't really stop myself from thinking that way. And I've learned that it's better to just sort of get that out of the way at the beginning.
I feel like, Alana, maybe you've dodged a bullet anyway. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, maybe this is a good indication.
I absolutely think so, too, that I dodged a bullet because he's like, I didn't lead her on. Well, Chris, what happened with all that, I'd like to see you again? And you said that after meeting my sisters. So I do feel like you did lead me on because if it was something that you have this rule that you can't date somebody where you find their sisters more attractive, which...
Yeah, we actually call that the... We call that the Chris rule.
Right. What had happened if you and I had been dating longer than just one date and maybe, you know, a month or 2 months into it, then you meet my sisters, you would have just cut it off right then and there.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Plus, I probably don't even think you're good looking whatsoever. So you just sucked yourself out.
Well, sucked yourself off. Holy moly. Right. If you could do that, he'd never leave the house, Krista. Okay. Not to bash Chris, because again, what I was trying to
do—he's being honest, Alana, which I like.
Is at least the guy knows what his deal is, and he spared you. That's what I meant. I didn't mean to.
I give him that.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like
I led you on. I'm sorry if I did. I'm not sure what to say about that.
Yeah. What were you saying, Alana?
Well, I was saying, is it just attractive siblings, or is it just anybody else that's more attractive? Because honestly, I'm really frustrated, not only as somebody who had a fantastic time with what whom I thought was a great guy on a date, but just in general, like whether like you and I would have worked out in a relationship. I mean, clearly that's not the case now, but it is like with somebody else, is it just, are you always looking for something greener on the other side? Because that's really insulting to like a woman's individuality and personality and what makes them beautiful and unique.
Yeah.
That you're just basically being like, no, I got it. If somebody's hotter than the person I'm currently with right now, I have other options. That's horrible.
Wow.
Chris, what do you say to that?
No, it's not like that. I mean, it's just that if you know, somebody like your sister or a really close friend, somebody that is probably going to be around a lot.
As well. You were horrible. Like, I know I'm, like, frustrated that I had actually, like, enjoyed my date with you because you are a horrible human being.
Oh, my. That, not going so well.
Wow. I don't think it's horrible at all to, you know what your deal is and what your weaknesses are, if you want to call them that, and, you know, kind of act based on that.
Well, yeah, like a Superman has kryptonite, and Chris's kryptonite is
really?
Hot other people.
That's kind of lame.
Exactly. That is super lame. That is horrible.
Normally, yeah.
I'm glad that other.
Yes, honey. Yeah. I got you. No
Listen,
problem.
I'm having a hard time trying.
Yes, honey.
I'm having a hard time trying to defend myself. I don't know what. But normally I try to find the glass half full. And I think in this is you may be a dodged a bullet. But normally what we do on Second Date Update, Alana, is if you want to try it again and maybe there was a reason why, you know, other than that, Chris, it would be up to you if you wanted to go back out with Alana and try it all over. And maybe...
Wait, why is it up to Chris?
Ah!
It should not be up to Chris. I do not want to go out with Chris again. I mean...
Yeah, well, normally... It's the person that we're calling usually gets the choice. But I see that. I'm sure nobody wants to go back out with anybody here. I was just trying to figure it out with you guys. Maybe
Yeah, it's good.
Did I get your sister's number?
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Click, click,
no.
Girl, just click now. Hang it up now.
Oh, Chris.